Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for being right with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey is a 21, almost 22-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a columnist, an award-winning columnist, a national award. I was there when he got it. I saw it happen. He's a wordsmith extraordinaire. He's the author of three books on being home-based, including Home Office Know-How and Teleworking and Telecommuting. Think about that, folks. He wrote a book on teleworking way before it actually became a thing. And that tells you what kind of visionary he is. And we've been happy to have him as a regular member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Good
Thanks
to have
for
you
keeping
back.
Me around.
Hey, Jeff. Perhaps you've heard we have this pandemic thing going on. And you're about to go to a music festival. So I only have one question. I know what you were feeling, but what are you thinking? Are you out of your mind?
Are you out of your mind?
Are you out of your freaking mind? You're going to a music festival? There'll be raging fans, people yelling and screaming. It'll be like Woodstock all over again. Are you crazy? What's going on?
Absolutely. No, I tell you what, my sanity is in check. I think we're okay. I saw my shrink before I did it. And, I gotta tell you, it's part of our return to the new regular, as you call it. And, as you know, and as people know, everything shut down back in March. There was, and not the least of which was live events of all sorts, whether it's plays on Broadway, concerts, in your local venue, festivals that bring, hundreds of thousands of people together in a mosh pit of humanity, as it used to be. That's not what this is going to be. And actually, I misspoke. The promoter, when I called it a festival, he corrected me and he goes, "You'd be hard pressed to call this a festival. It's 2 days of two concerts each. Like one concert on Friday, one concert on Saturday. And the way it's going to be, and I'm not giving the detail, just to promote this event as much as to show how businesses have to pivot to get back, because it's not just musicians looking to make their money, okay? It's what they do, but it's vendors, it's stagehands, it's all the lighting crew, it's all the people who support
these events. The arts are a major part of our economy.
It's a multi-billion dollar part of the economy that got shut down like a light switch.
When a professional ball game happens, I don't care about the ball players. I care about the vendors selling hot dogs and giant obnoxious fingers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's horrible is it got shut down just like, again, it was horrible how it went down. And so, point being, what it's going to be, it's an event, it's being called Funky Mardi Gras. And it's at a venue we've spoken of
Isn't
before.
That
I
redundant?
Go frequently. Funky Mardi Gras, there you go. And it's a masquerade, masquerade.
Oh, that's too cute. Come on.
Up at a venue we go to.
You came up with that, didn't you? You gave them that.
You know what? I wish I could take credit. But
that
they,
sounds like one of your nutty puns.
You know what? I wish I could. But the event is two nights of music in the, not at their normal stage, but at their, they have a grass parking lot that will have 160 what they're calling pods. They're, cordoned areas of like 10 feet by 17 feet. Most people, it's called a golf cart festival. So you're able to drive up your golf cart into your spot. You do not leave your spot. You do not take your mask off. You do not intermingle with other people.
Wow.
You will have either four or six people assigned to your spot. You see Susie that you haven't seen since last March in a pod over. You can't welcome her leave your pod to go say hello.
Wow.
So, and you can't, there will be no food merchants. There will be a restaurant. Uh-huh. There will be a restaurant that will be serving food. You place an order, you can call in an order, and they'll bring it out to you. And they'll just have a couple of, you know, merchandise booths set up, that they usually have, but they won't have.
So you know, only 170 people can attend this thing?
No, 170 pods.
Oh,
with
pods.
They're calling it pods.
It's sort of like who's inside? Do you know the other people in your pod?
Yeah. So I'm going with three friends.
So you guys, you gotta put together a pod, a little.
Then you gotta put together your group in advance. You get four. You can add two.
Ah, so six times 170 is the number.
It's like it's up to 800. They're thinking about 750 people going to show up because they're not all going to be six.
Yeah.
But they sold out in less than a day.
Wow.
So the demand is there.
This is what he's describing pivoting, folks.
Yep. And that's the message here. That message is not that I'm going to a concert that has this. It's that an industry has pivoted. They've done drive-in shows at movie theaters, drive-in theaters. They've done these pod-type shows. They've taken amphitheaters and either pulled out the seating and put in clusters of seating, or they have taped off rows. My friends who I'm friendly with, who are going with here, went to one up at St. Augustine, and it was probably like 50%, like 25% capacity. But someone's taking a bath, or at least not making what they used to.
But here's the thing. There are three or four things in here that I want to point out before we go. Number one, it's all about the customer expectations. One expectation is that you continue to enjoy the festivals. You expect that. You want to be able to do that, number one. Number two, people have different levels of concern about you know, being safe. Some people don't care about it. Some people are nuts about it. So they're doing the right thing. They're meeting the expectations of safety. And then the other thing is they're staying connected to you. They're not losing you because you do this all the time before normal checked out. So I mean this. Right. So folks, this is a clinic on what you have to do to stay in business. It's rough. It's tough. It's hateful. I hate it. I'm sick about what's been going on. But it's what you got to do. It's all reality. And boy, nobody knows the reality better than small business owners. And Jeffrey Zabar is a perfect example of that. What a great story. He and I will be right back, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.